Blake Wheeler and Connor Hellebuck going to the All-Star game, and then what does that mean to you?
Well, a real nice salute to the work that they've done. You know, over the last few years, sometimes it's been positional about a guy who went, but those two fellas here deserve to go and deserve to represent our team by some really fine and very consistent play right from the get-go. They've both driven our team, Blake up front as captain, and also filling in at center, and Connor just a great body of work this time of year.
Can you tell us what the guys wearing yellow today, Paul?
Well, Lemieux, just so we had a line, so he's 100%. The other two, I don't have them going tomorrow. It was more for their legs than anything, but they weren't shooting or passing the way that they would normally at 100%. So we'll say no for sure for tomorrow. They're not going to go, and then we'll revisit it for Mini. But again, unless they feel they're at 95 for Mini, we'll hold them out.
Matthew Perreault is a guy who's known as being easy to play with. Why is that?
Well, you just play that hard, right? You can't tell any difference in his game whether he's playing on the so-called fourth line or he's playing with Brian Little. That's his strength, his determination, his forecheck. And then he has a great stick. So he gets in and he creates loose pucks, and then he makes those plays that the other players like to have a guy like that, right? It's not just dump and bang and you never see the puck. When you're playing with Matty, you're going to get it. You're going to get it on your tape, and you're going to get some scoring chances just on his effort alone.
What does it mean when a guy that's that skilled works that hard?
Well, you know what? We have a bit of that, right, with our group here. We have a number of guys, Blake Wheeler, Matty Perreault. What's been so good for our team is that he does that when he was playing on the fourth line, right? Never complained, played hard on the minutes that he got, was productive, big part of any success that we had. That line was a really important part of it. So from a coach's point of view, he's a great example man for me. Anybody's not happy with their ice time, I've got a veteran guy who does it and does it willingly. Anybody who's not working quite as hard as I think they should, we've got great examples for their leaders. So he's provided a great example for our young players.
Pretty happy with the way your group was able to get out there and get going again after a day off in preparation for these back-to-back Central Division games?
Would probably be the single most important thing for what we've done here maybe in the last 2 or 3 months is the idea of practicing at a certain pace, and they bought into it. So short, we don't go long.
Yeah.
We've only had a handful of games this year. We didn't like the pace of our game. Chicago at home was definitely one of them, in part because they make you look like that real quick hockey team. So needed to get back on the ice feeling good, but they worked hard. They worked quick.
Hasn't happened a lot, but to get a chance to watch Mini and Chicago play against each other, and they're your next two opponents.
It's probably, I don't know, I would say the number of NHL games regular season that I've seen live would be about 10, might be 10. And it is a completely different vantage point from where we were sitting way up top. So good to get a chance to watch them. I understand when your team's not going well how slow it looks from up there, because it doesn't look that slow ever from the bench. But Chicago's a real interesting team. You know, they had over 6 minutes of offensive zone time in the first period. And if you did that, if you had 6.5 minutes over the course of a game, you'd be sitting number one in the league. So they really have a dynamic group. They've lost some guys, but they haven't lost any speed. I think they're faster now. They're quicker. They're making even more plays if that's possible. So that speed part for today's practice and based on our game at home against them, that's the number one thing for us tomorrow.
From the other night in the third period, did anything else stand out? I mean, you didn't talk
about it. The 6 minute block we don't like from 11 minutes to 5 minutes, right? We think we could have handled that differently. But what we did notice is that Buffalo never quit right through the game. So you'll look at that score and say, oh, we dominated them. We made the most of our chances, and we were up until that 11 minute mark. We played a pretty darn good game, but so did they. They didn't quit, they played hard. There wasn't a casualness. I don't think we came off it. We got a little tight with the puck. We started to move a little slower. And then they, you know, like they lose that fear of a tight game. So they got four in off the rush, and they get a little bit more aggressive with everything they do. But Buffalo played hard in that game.
Was there much you have to say to the guys about that block? Or did they, to a man, they knew exactly what
we only took the technical part of it, the positioning that we could be a little bit better. So in two of the goals, there were things that we can do better that really relate to the Chicago game, how active their D are. They won't be, you know, they'll be off the wall. Just the two really just positioning coming into our own end of the ice. The bench was right even during that. And I had a different feeling after I watched the game about what happened in those 6 minutes. And you get up a big lead, you get a certain arrogance that you should just keep going. They pushed real hard, and they had some good chances. They made the most of it, got a couple of good saves, and did what we needed to do to win.
Ellie, tomorrow?
Yes.
Yep.